Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sabr, patience, and the reward for being patient. And Anas radiallahu anhu qal, sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, inna Allah ta'ala qal, idha abtalaytu abdi bihabibatayhi fasabara awadtuhu minhum al-jannah yuridu aynayhi, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, Allah ta'ala says, when I afflict my servant by means of his two beloved things, and then he exercises patience, I repay him with jannat in lieu of them. So I repay, I take away two things, and this person makes sabr. And then after making sabr, what do I give him? I repay him with jannat. And what is meant by these two things? Yeah, yuridu aynayhi, intended is the two eyes. In other words, when Allah Pak takes somebody's eyesight away, that's eyesight, we know what an integral part of a person's body it is, that how important it is to continue life normally, it is important for a person to see. So when a person's eyesight is taken away, and then a person makes sabr, despite that he's making sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I repay him with jannat in lieu of them. It might seem something small, but when a person goes into Jannah and he sees what Allah Ta'ala has kept in place for him, for the sabr that he has made, one riwayat we did, then a person will wish that he was skinned alive, his skin was taken out in alive, whilst he's alive, skin, imagine a person being skinned whilst alive, his skin has been taken out, he's been willing that, I wish I had gone through so much of pain and I made sabr, so I could have got so much more, how much Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is willing to give in Jannah. And it doesn't mean that the person who lost his eyesight has lost everything. In fact, for a mu'min, for a believer, whatever limb it is that he may lose, he may get injured, he may lose wealth, he may lose family, whatever it is, the biggest consolation for any Muslim is to know that Allah Ta'ala is happy with me. For him to know that my Allah is happy with me, that's the biggest consolation. And for a person to have perfect health, to have perfect wealth, and to have everything else outwardly well, but he's in a disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that doesn't mean anything at all. It's just a matter of time before it becomes apparent. So therefore we should always look to see, are we happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And secondly, are we in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We got these two things, that we are pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what we are doing, we're in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything else is just face value, everything else is just surface level, is nothing beyond that, it's just a matter of time before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve us of those difficulties. An Atta ibn Abi Rabah qala ibn Abbas radiyallahu qala li ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu ala uriyaka imra'atan min ahli al-jannah faqultu bala qala hadhihi al-mar'atu suda أتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت إني أسرع وإن يتكشف فادعوا الله تعالى لي قال إن شئت صبرت ولك الجنة وإن شئت دعوت الله تعالى أن يعافيك فقالت أصبر فقالت إني أتكشف فادعوا الله ألا أتكشف فدعا لها متفق عليه. هذا الأطايم يا أبي رباح رضي الله عنه نريز هذا عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهم asked me, shall I show you a woman from the inhabitants of Jannah? This is Hazrat Atta ibn Abi Rabah, was a tabi' rahmatullahi alayh. So he's quoting from who? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu asked me, said, I show you from the inhabitants of Jannah. I replied, indeed. So now we can picture here, this is a tabi'. Tabi is a person who had seen the Sahaba and he passed away on Iman. So here the Sahabi telling him that, should I show you one person from the inhabitants of Jannah? So he said, definitely show me. So then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, this black woman who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, I am overtaken by epileptic seizures. This black woman that had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is what she told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I am overtaken by epileptic seizures, and as a result of which my body becomes exposed. Look at Sahaba, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Look at the ladies of Sahaba, the woman, that she came to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the sickness, but she's complaining also that her body is becoming exposed because of the sickness. In other words, like how that sickness was worrying her, the fact that her body was also becoming exposed was also worrying her. that this is a great concern for me. So she came to tell that to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told her, so first he told, make dua to Allah ta'ala for me. Now this is my condition. Please make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me in my favor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you exercise patience, you will be rewarded with Jannat. But if you wish, I will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure you. Now look at the choice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is giving her, to show her that so great it is to make sabr. Sabr is not a small thing. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam said, if you wish, you will make sabr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you Jannat. But if you wish, I'll make dua also that you will get cured. So she said, she replied, I will exercise patience. But there was something else also that was worrying her now. In other words, she'll exercise patience as far as the sickness is concerned. But that other thing was still worrying her, that what about my body becoming exposed? So she then added, however, my body gets exposed, so make dua to Allah Ta'ala that my body does not get exposed. In other words, the sickness is not my concern. I'll make sabr for the sickness, but the fact that some parts of my body are getting exposed, when I get the seizures, please make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for her. Yeah, we learn many lessons from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is, firstly, we don't judge anybody by their color. Color means absolutely nothing. The great Tabi, Atta bin Abi Rabah, as Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, is showing him, imagine, that there is a woman of Jannat. She had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made an offer to her. She chose sabr so that she could get Jannat. In other words, now there's a guarantee, because she had chosen sabr, that she will be granted Jannat. If she continues on that guarantee of sabr, she'll be granted Jannat. So there's a woman of Jannat. So number one is, we don't ever judge anybody from the outward condition. Number two, not only was she a black woman, but also she was getting these epileptic seizures. She was getting this type of sickness. So therefore, outwardly, people won't attach much value. Person who's generally sick, person who's sickly like this, people don't give them too much of regard. But if we don't know what their regard is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing also we learn from this hadith is that sometimes if a person chooses to make sabr upon the sickness, he's got that quality of sabr. Not he's a person who will complain all the time. He's got that quality of sabr. He can manage it. For example, he's got a headache. And he can manage that headache. He wants to make sabr. He doesn't want to take a tablet. He doesn't have to take a tablet. There's nothing compelling him. He can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can make dua and he can continue. There's nothing forcing him. Yes, if his life now is at stake, now this person is necessary now, because his life is at stake, to take some treatment, urgent treatment, that is something else. But just general sickness that the person is going through, if he chooses to make sabr, he has the choice of sabr. Nobody can compel him and force him. So long as this person is making sabr, nobody can compel him and force him to take any type of medication. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given this woman the choice. She had chosen sabr. So one other thing we learn, that azimat, the actual thing is the person making sabr. Rukhsat, allowance is to take medication and try and overcome that type of problem that a person has got. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that type of tawfiq, to be happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to endure and be patient at all times, and to be happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses for us. In that indeed lies great, great benefit for us. Here these two hadiths we did, one is the person's eyesight goes, and other is the person experiences some sicknesses. Just little bit of sabr, and Allah ta'ala is willing to give a big jannat in reward for the little bit of patience. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.